Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and may I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Well, I just want to for the and all that stuff like that.
I beg your pardon?
I signed up for the free one.
All righty, may I please have your email address?
It's Scott Campbell, followed by CL2 at gmail.com. It's ScottCampbell at CharlieLima2 at gmail.com.
I do thank you for that information. It is at outlook.com, is that correct?
Gmail.com.
Okay, I got Scott Campbell. And what was the rest of your Gmail?
Scott Campbell followed by CharlieLima2 at gmail.com.
I do thank you for that. I didn't locate anything off under that email account for you at that rate.
What now?
And you did say it was Scott Campbell, CharlieLima2 at gmail.com.
Yeah, the letters for Lima is L, and it's, you know.
Yeah, I so got Scott Campbell,
CL2.
CL2 at gmail.com. Yes, sir, I'm familiar, but I didn't pull an account up under that email.
Well, I don't know why.
All righty, let me see if I can locate your first and last name. Scott Campbell. Now, I was able to locate an account. It says scott.campbell at gmail.com.
Yeah, he said, well, Scott Campbell, CL2 at gmail.com. That's the email. That's the email address that I use all the time.
This one says
if you're
going
to email me something, that won't
dot
come through.
Campbell. It says
no,
Scott
there's no more
dot Campbell. So that one is not your email.
That is an old email. Listen to me, please.
So that is an old email.
Just told you that, yes, ma'am.
Well, the new email that you gave me, I'm not pulling up anything under that one.
Well, what are we supposed to do with that?
Because the email that you gave me is Scott Campbell, CharlieLima2 at gmail.com. I'm not located
yeah,
that one in Lima the system.
Is not spelled, Charlie Lima is not spelled out. It's just.
I know. It's CL2 at gmail.com. I'm not locating that email in the system for you. The only one I'm located under a Scott Campbell is scott.campbell at gmail.com.
No, that's not right.
Okay, that is not your email. So when did you actually set that new email up, and did you go online to actually have an account to use our services?
No, I'm just signed up for the free VIN check. That's all I wanted to do.
Mhm. And have you been billed anything?
It asked me right away when I went to it. It asked me for the number in the car, so I put that in there.
Mhm.
And it's gone through all this, and it's acting real goofy and not. Somebody asked me, is this an Illinois car? And I go, no. Or I said yes. But it was asking me if it was an Indiana car. I go, no. So I got to help you with your system, and it shouldn't really matter. You know, I've given you our email a bunch of times, and your
right.
system won't let you switch it to it. I don't know why. So that's for you to ask your IT people, not me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not locating you under that email that you gave me in my system at all. And
well,
I do apologize
we do that?
For that. What is your telephone number to let me see if I can locate you that way?
219 1101.
You're blanking in and out on me, so all I got was 219.
757. 01.
I got 219757, and you blanked out again.
101. 101. Ma'am, switch me to a supervisor.
I'm more than happy to, sir, because your system, your phone is going in and out, and I'm having a hard time to even understand.
Maybe yours is going in and out. I'm not hearing anything. I haven't had problems all day long. So,
it may be, but let me transfer you to a supervisor. Give me 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.